Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. The Logan County Extension Foundation Incorporated was recently approved by the State Ag Development Board for just over $72,000 in county ag development funds for phase two of their multi-purpose agriculture facility. Local Extension Agent Chris Milam says the County Ag Development Council, Fiscal Court, the whole community has been working on this.
A year ago, actually 12 months exactly this month, we got the keys and opened a multi-purpose ag arena. It's 210 by 250 feet long with a 150 by 250 riding arena. We built the facility. It's a steel structure with concrete walls, and it's completely enclosed. But we did not get seating and some of the extras that go along or that is needed as you get on into facilities, we did not equip it with when we built it.
An ag development grant back then helped them get started. This latest approval will help them get over the top. And in between, there's been a lot of hard work in the community.
We've gone back and added bleachers on both sides, trying to get some equipment to work the arena, doing fencing on the outside to contain livestock, exhaust fans to accommodate tractor pulls, just a number of things that we're finding that's been needed for the events that we're trying to host.
Milam says the facility has and will host educational activities and commercial features, providing a local economic boost. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Local utilization of the Phase 1 tobacco settlement funds has taken on a variety of faces across the state. Logan County Extension Agent Chris Milam says sometimes it's producer cost share, and sometimes it's a community-wide effort like their multi-purpose ag center, which has really drawn attention and support.
It's been really good so far the first 12 months. We've already held six tractor pulls in antique and mini hot rods. Of course, our county fair, all of our livestock and 4-H shows have been going on in there. We had the Lone Star Rodeo last May, and they're coming back the first weekend in May again this time. Several extension meetings and 4-H events. I think the regional tractor driving contest was held there last year. Motocross, we've had two motocross events already, have got several other events scheduled throughout the year.
Logan County Extension Agent Chris Milam on their multi-purpose ag facility, one face of the state ag development process. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.